Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Guitar.
Yeah.
Community Quick Hits, brought to you by
Twin Peaks.
Here's Danny.
Well, here we are again, boys.
Danny.
With Community Quick Hits, once again involving the story that just keeps on giving because it won't come down. We're talking about the Leaning Tower of Dallas.
Let me say this before you get into the story.
Don't tell me what to do.
Driving past it today.
I'm watching Va Va Tech.
Save that gold. Driving past it again today on Central, the people that want to save this thing, it's a really funny bit, but it is the biggest piece of doo-doo. Like, dude, Bob, it looks one way on your computer screen or on TV, and I'm assuming that probably of our listenership, what, 50% maybe have seen it, maybe 30, 40, mm-hmm. live. It is hideous in person.
It looks like something out of Syria.
It does.
After a bombing.
Yeah.
There's nothing quaint about it. There's nothing cute about it.
No.
It is god awful. It is a big metal elevator chute surrounded by
concrete
and twisted metal. It's horrible.
It's brilliant.
It is. In that regard, it's funny.
A friend of mine, stand-up comic friend of mine, made the Dallas Mavericks city logo. So it says Dallas in that font, and it's got the city. And if you look close in the middle, there one of the buildings is just like, you know, like 18 degrees off.
Right.
Like everything else is straight, and there's Reunion Tower.
And there's
this little turd of a building that's just kind of at an angle. It's pretty awesome. But anyway, we are in day three of the demolition process. It began this morning. But the question remains, gentlemen, how long is it going to take crews to finally bring down the core shaft of what once was an 11-story building that was supposed to have imploded more than a week ago?
So Monday, they said Monday, between 9 and noon. They then
changed that to tomorrow. Am I wrong? They said it was by Friday. This thing is coming down.
Well, tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow is Thursday. So they got a couple of days to fulfill their second pseudo-promise of bringing this sucker down. They don't have an answer to the question today. Like we said, initially they thought 3 to 4 days. Now they're saying it could potentially take weeks, dude. Which is awesome because this thing is so big. Virally, in a comical kind of way, it's become the identity of this town.
When does it lose steam? Are we
when
another...
it finally comes down?
What's preventing us from trying the dynamite again?
I don't know. I think that they're worried about the way it falls.
Right, and it's too unsafe to go up in there.
That's probably right.
And but drill again, holes like, in it.
I drove past it again today, and seeing that little ball hit it with about 2 pounds of torque.
Right.
And all it does is create a little poof. Just a little poof.
Let's talk about wrecking ball, shall we?
Yeah.
So they brought a new wrecking ball in yesterday, and crews seem to be having a little bit better luck today after a large chunk of the building fell to the ground shortly afterwards.
Sound like my toilet scene today.
Neighbors Demolition, the Jim Neighbors Demolition, the company that has been contracted to tear this thing down, confirmed that the new wrecking ball is the same weight as the one they used on Monday. It's just a different shape.
Well, does it have spikes?
They wouldn't elaborate on why the shape of the wrecking ball was different.
Dildo. Norm.
I would pay whatever it takes to have the dildo wrecking ball.
Stop saying that word.
He says it.
So the public had a field day, and not including us, with the image of the original wrecking ball, which to the untrained eye, it looked to be rather small and somewhat ineffective.
Half the size of a human.
Tower. Right.
We saw it.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, the original wrecking ball had its own Twitter account But Twitter suspended the account sometime yesterday.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you know the guy that created the actual Leaning Tower of Dallas Twitter account, he's a P1.
Okay.
And I don't know how many followers he has, but I believe it was quite a few.
And the Wrecking Ball account got so mad at the Leaning Tower that it blocked it on Twitter.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is great. So the demo company said the Wrecking Ball alone is not the entire thing that needs to be used to demolish what's left of the building. They said that it's going to take the remaining structure down 4 to 5 floors, and then crews are going to use a high-reach excavator, which is already on site. It took them a week to get it there, but that will finish the job.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Did you guys know before this, and in fact, I might even be saying, do you know right now, that Wrecking Balls were pretty much completely phased out, like, decades ago?
They're like fullbacks?
Yes. Yes.
Sports.
As I, if you were to search this sort of thing, there, it's all over the internet, but people talk about, you know, the rise and fall, or the prime time of the Wrecking Ball, just all the you know, what killed the Wrecking Ball, all these sorts of things. And it seems like, as I have browsed several over the last couple of days, it seems like they just thought it got too dangerous. Like, you couldn't control what the Wrecking Ball would do.
Swinging a giant ball that weighs 10 tons through the air at high speeds dangerous.
Yeah, the liability lawyers thought that something could go wrong. Maybe the Wrecking Ball apparatus might send this into a building that it wasn't supposed to hit.
Or it drops off the chain.
Right, right. There are a lot of problems with the Wrecking Ball, and apparently they stopped kind of using them.
So my thought that there's 100 Wrecking Balls within 10 miles.
There might not be.
No, I knew you were wrong.
You don't know nothing about me.
Look, Bob just told you.
Well, I wouldn't totally suggest I know anything.
Yeah, you do.
I have Google.
Some people have wondered why a bigger crane wasn't brought in to handle a bigger Wrecking Ball. These were questions that we all had earlier in the week. Jim Neighbors told WFAA that due to, quote, size constraints of the site, and my favorite, crane availability, crews had to use the current crane and Wrecking Ball. So, Corby, they are not readily available. There are not 100 Wrecking Balls within a 10-mile radius.
Okay, I was wrong. I thought it was like a taqueria. Like, they're just everywhere.
No. That might even be a better plan, just to fling tacos at the building.
I swear to God, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Like the Lavanderia, taquerias are everywhere.
God, are they ever.
Todos los partes.
All you have to do is walk a block in my neighborhood, Bob, and
you can
get both.
Hey, why not? Sometimes you need a Lavanderia after a taqueria.
The Leaning Tower has 1,629 followers. The thing is, this is going to be a lot like Pinchers the Korean, where the lifespan is very short.
Right. Look, it's already had its 15 minutes. If you know,
Pinchers the Korean.
Familiar?
Oh, of course. Who isn't?
Well, WFAA
Pinchers got blocked after like 2 days.
Channel 8's going to live stream the entire demolition on their website, and thanks to the Richards Group for allowing them to perch their cameras on top of the building.
That's cool.
Yeah. Working in a little co-op there. So what is actually going to go in its place? That it's going to be a giant
multi-use
thing called The Central, which is going to cost $2.5 billion in development. Residential, hotel, restaurants, entertainment, retail space. It's going to take up 5 million square feet.
Man. So I wonder if this puts them behind as far as building, as far as... It must.
Yeah.
Were they planning on, you know, starting to dig this thing and start the construction or parking garages or whatever it is 2 weeks ago or a week ago? Probably.
Yeah.
They don't mess around.
No.
Although it does take a while to clean up the mess of a demolition.
Moving on to another story. And yes, we will continue to track the progress of the Leaning Tower of Dallas and community quick hits to come. But proof that birds of a feather do flock together, a Dallas attorney that has been representing a gymnastic coach that was convicted of sexually assaulting girls, he himself has been accused of having child pornography at his house. The guy's name is Adrian Crane. He's 58 years old. He was arrested. Another story that involves a crane. Arrested last month on one count of possession of child porn, which is a second-degree felony. Now, it's interesting how this came about. He's denying the allegations, and, you know, you got the standard quote, "We look forward to making both the legal and factual arguments to the Dallas County Grand Jury. We are confident that when they consider our perspective, they will decline to indict the case." This guy was turned in by his girlfriend. His girlfriend had been working on his computer, and several days earlier, she had discovered a folder on his computer not named Fantasy Hockey League Stats. No, the folder was named Girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She clicked on the folder, and inside were nude photos of what appeared to be minors. She then told authorities that when she confronted Crane about the pictures, he got really nervous and offered her, quote, a large sum of money to stay silent about the pictures.
So tense.
So she initially refused the cash.
He offered his girlfriend
money.
Hush money.
A payoff?
Yeah. To don't tell anybody that you saw these pictures.
Sometimes you got to do that. I'll pay you whatever.
What a desperation move right out of the gate.
Wait, we live together and share the same bank account. How is this going to assist me?
She said initially she refused the money, and then she changed her mind and said she'd take it, but she decided she was going to still tell law enforcement about the pictures.
So she got paid first.
No, she ultimately rejected the offer again and later determined that no money had been transferred into her bank account. But according to her affidavit, she said that Crane then threatened to accuse her of extortion. She could not be reached for comment. So she wasn't able to show law officials the files on the laptop because he ended up changing his password, but she had taken photos of them on her phone to record that they actually existed.
Yeah.
They said that there were at least 6 images of nude or partially nude children aged 8 to 17.
Oh, dear.
The woman said she'd seen dozens of similar images on the laptop. She said she'd hidden the laptop behind a dresser and that Crane had removed other electronic devices from the home before the cops showed up to do the search warrant.
Mm. How old is he, 51?
58.
Ah, man.
Yeah, they got his all of his computers, his flash drives, USB drives, printers, a digital camera. The affidavit says that his adult daughter was home at the time of the search. She told the detective she'd seen the images on the laptop after her father's girlfriend found them.
Oh, no.
That's like, what's Californication, David Duchovny?
Yeah.
That he ended up getting divorced because the teenage daughter repeatedly walked in on him.
Doing it.
Doing his awful stuff.
Oh, the real life Duchovny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the,
I thought you were talking about Hank Mundy or whatever his name was.
Like,
Hank Moody.
How about the, it happens once and the wife's like, can you just, like,
stop?
Do it.
That?
Get an apartment? I don't know. Do something.
Lock the door?
Yeah, lock the door. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
This guy's going to do some time. There's no doubt because the daughter corroborates everything.
Yeah.
She said that.
And holidays are going to be weird now.
Yeah. She said that when she heard her father and this girlfriend arguing, one of them mentioned money in exchange for the laptop, but she wasn't sure who said it.
Well, one has a deeper voice.
Yeah. Well, unless Mr. Crane talks like Corby.
Can't family people realize that all they're really doing when they commit crimes like this is screwing up Thanksgiving?
Or clearing Thanksgiving on their calendar.
Well, that's true. That's true.
The gymnastics coach that he represented was sentenced January 24th to 50 years in prison on 4 counts of aggravated
sexual month?
Yeah. Sexual assault of a child.
Oh, my God. All right, we got to go.
That's it?
Yep. Thank you, Dan.
I have more.
Oh, I know you do. I know you. Put them, save them. Put them in your girl file.
It's in my girl folder right now.
All right, Sturm Center next.